We had nothing, but we had it all. And I think about those summer nights, sneaking out the window, running back roads, your hand in mine. We were going nowhere, but we were so alive. In a crazy high, the best days of my life was all that wasted time.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Fed board signaling an interest rate cut is soon on the way.
In a key speech at the Jackson Hole Economic Summit, Fed Chair Jerome Powell signaling that the Federal Reserve is ready to cut interest rates for the first time in over 4 years.
The time has come for policy to adjust.
Hinting at a likely rate cut in September, he emphasized that future cuts will depend on economic data as the job market shows signs of cooling. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Secret Service confirming five agents have been put on administrative leave in the wake of the assassination attempt of Donald Trump at the July rally in Pennsylvania. Today, the former president is campaigning in Arizona. Independent candidate RFK Jr. also in Arizona and is expected to suspend his campaign and endorse Trump. After accepting the nomination and closing out the Democratic National Convention, Vice President Kamala Harris has closed-door briefings today. No public schedule. Stocks are higher after word of the Fed's upcoming interest rate cut. This is ABC News. Charges. Ukraine's national police warning of a high risk for Russian retaliation this weekend after a Ukrainian drone strikes damaged major facilities in Russia.
The strategically important town of Pokrovsk, people there reportedly hurriedly packing their bags to leave. Now, if Russia does take this town, I think it would be a huge blow to Ukraine. And many people will ask, why did you send so many men, some of your top fighters, into Russia when you weren't defending the homeland?
ABC News Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell in Ukraine. The Justice Department filing an antitrust lawsuit today against real estate software company RealPage. DOJ accusing the company of feeding non-public information into an algorithm that allows landlords to hike rental prices. Here's Attorney General Merrick Garland.
We allege that this software is developed, marketed, and sold to enable landlords to sidestep vigorous competition in the rental market.
Several states have separately sued RealPage over alleged price fixing. Michelle Fran.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration products and SuperDeck stains from August 23rd through the 26th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Downy, rinse and refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy, the rinse change.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers.
One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy, rinse and refresh. It's a dream.
Downy, rinse and refresh. Removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today with perfect high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. With winds a bit breezy out of the southwest, it's going to be pulling in that heat and humidity for the weekend. High temperatures will soar to the mid-80s tomorrow and near 90 on Sunday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 68.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. A student pilot made a successful emergency landing in South Central Wisconsin on Tuesday. Ted Allen has an update.
The Columbia County Sheriff's Office says the pilot was making a solo flight when the aircraft began to have engine problems. Sheriff's Office said in the statement the pilot was skilled in their landing of the plane on a roadway in Columbus Township. There was no property damage nor injuries from the incident. The plane's owner made arrangements to remove the plane from the roadway.
The Wauwatosa School District will be starting off its new school year $4 million over budget due to poor budget planning. That's according to the chief financial officer for the school district, saying his predecessor was the one who put that budget into place. The news comes as the district plans a $16 million referendum. And a fuel spill that caused delays at Mitchell International Airport yesterday is under control. Cleanup efforts are in place. About 20 gallons of fuel made it onto the runway. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Who's ready to save a bucket load at Fleet Farm? Just buy one of our signature 5-gallon buckets for $3.99 and get 15% off anything that fits inside it. Save on the best brands in fishing, hunting, and power tools. Save on pet supplies, snacks, and more. Any qualifying products that fit in the bucket are 15% off now through August 28th. Our bucket sale is just another great way to save on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bauer Bill Tire and Service, Durand and Muldrive, Eau Claire. And Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Xcel Energy is looking to sell the older railroad right-of-way parcels in the city of Durand. Many of the parcels are odd-shaped and very small. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the city would be interested in part of the right-of-way that goes past the wastewater treatment plant.
We do have, obviously, goes right up to where our sewer plant is located. There's some parcels down there that we may be interested in. There's some private businesses that would be interested in some.
Ask for the bike trail north of the city? That would be a county project to purchase the right-of-way. Don't be surprised to see more converted garages, tiny homes, or garden apartments in Dunn County. Dunn County leaders voted to ease the rules for accessory dwelling units. County Manager Kristen Korpela says the people of Dunn County said in a recent survey they want more types of housing. The idea is to allow people to convert or add on to their existing properties to meet the demand for places to live. There are some limits. The accessory dwelling unit must be smaller than the main house. It must be hooked up to a sewer line, and there can only be one per property. A man is heading to prison for killing his roommate at a state mental health facility. A judge in Taylor County yesterday sentenced Corey Carlson to life behind bars for his roommate's death back in January of this year. Investigators say Carlson strangled the man in their room at the Almost Home Again facility in Gilman. Carlson told investigators he was hearing voices and does not remember what happened. He pleaded guilty to first-degree homicide charges earlier this year. UW Regents are on board with a plan to ask for nearly $1 billion more for the university over the next 2 years. The Regents yesterday approved President Jay Rothman's $855 million budget request. He says the UW needs the money to continue to pay employees more. They're due for an 8% raise over the next 2 years. But he also wants to use the money to pay tuition for students from families making under $55,000 a year. Republican lawmakers say they're willing to give the university some of that money, but not without reforms and budget cuts first. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Two big summer projects for the Durand, Arkansas School District are nearly completed. The parking lot with two new entrances has been completed, and there have also been repairs to the entrance of the high school. Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the repairs addressed some foundational issues.
What was happening was it was causing issues with the opening and closing of our doors. So we had the contractors go in, kind of put a new foundation in place under that, do some excavating around it, and we believe, you know, that investment has addressed those concerns and hopefully should put us in a good spot going forward so that we don't have any more issues with that main entrance.
New railings and carpeting are expected to be installed at the new entrance in the coming weeks. The town of Washington is wanting to become a village to protect itself from being swallowed. The town filed the paperwork with the state this week to incorporate part of the town as a village. The change would allow Washington to set its boundaries, better control its land, and fend off annexation attempts from the city of Eau Claire. The town and village would operate separately but together. The change would mean that the new village of Washington would send kids to Eau Claire schools, while kids in the town of Washington would go to Altoona, Eau Claire, or Fall Creek schools. A board that oversees Minnesota teachers has revoked the teaching license for a former high school principal. Professional Educator and Licensing Standards Board ruled against Grant Klenert Tuesday. Klenert was charged with criminal sexual assault in 2022 and entered a guilty plea earlier this year. The charges were related to sexual assaults committed when Klenert was a juvenile. Klenert was employed by the Hayfield School District for 16 years, including 7 years as principal of Hayfield High School. Two major Canadian railways that serve Wisconsin and Minnesota have stopped operations during a labor dispute. Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern locked out union workers this week ahead of a possible strike by the Teamsters. Management claims the move prevents a later strike by the union during the busier fall shipping season. The Teamsters say the freight carriers have refused to improve work conditions for employees or offer more sick days. 9,000 workers are affected, along with wide swaths of the agriculture, manufacturing, and industrial sectors. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
North Star Honor Flight is preparing to take off in 2025. The organization is part of the National Honor Flight Network, which provides trips for veterans to the national monuments in Washington, D.C.
Northstar plans to offer a flight in the spring for an all-expenses-paid day trip to the nation's capital to visit the World War II, Korean, and Vietnam War memorials. Terminally ill veterans and veterans in Southeast Minnesota qualify. Wheelchairs and medical supervision is also provided. More information is available at northstarhonorflight.org. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. Partly sunny throughout the day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Highs low 80s, south winds at 5 to 10. Tonight partly cloudy, lows low 60s. Tomorrow sunshine, highs mid 80s. Sunday sunny, highs upper 80s. High school football returns tonight. Durand, Arkansas hosting Spring Valley in a non-conference matchup. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
The Brewers manages three hits and drop their second straight, falling to the Cardinals 3-0 on Thursday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Freddie Peralta tossing five scoreless innings, but Nick Mears coughed up three in the seventh. With the series win, St. Louis keeps its wildcard playoff hopes alive. They trail Atlanta by five games for the final spot. The Brewers open a weekend series in Oakland tonight. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Cubs over the Tigers 10-2, Pirates down the Reds 7-0. A managerial firing in baseball yesterday. The Mariners parting company with Scott Servais, who's been in that position since 2016. The M's are five games back of Houston for the American League West lead. Packers had far better results during their joint practice with the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday. Jordan Love throwing for four red zone touchdown passes and declared the Packers offense ready to go for the regular season.
You know, having the two joint practices helped a lot just to be able to see different defenses. And then, like I said, going against our defense all camp, I mean, we got a really good defense, so it helped a lot. But I like where we're at offensively, and I think we're ready to go to get the season started.
It marked the end of training camp for the Packers, who will close out the preseason on Saturday afternoon against the Ravens. Two preseason games in the NFL last night. The Bears beat Kansas City 34-21 to finish 4-0 in exhibition play. Indianapolis down Cincinnati 27-14. Keegan Bradley sits atop the leaderboard of the BMW Championship after first-round play suspended due to dangerous weather in Colorado yesterday afternoon. Bradley shot a 6-under par 66 to lead the way. Hideki Matsuyama 5-under through 17 holes. Round 1 to be completed today, followed by round 2 in Colorado. Former Franklin High School standout and Wisconsin Badger quarterback Miles Burkett has been named the starter at Albany University. Burkett played in two games for the Badgers during the 22 season and didn't play last year before transferring to Albany. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns, and here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hamlin is penalized as Cup teams head to Daytona. I'm Kyle Rickey. Those stories next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Hey, Dave, we need your truck to help us haul our camping gear.
Sure, but it's not a truck. It's a Traverse.
Introducing the first-ever Chevrolet Traverse Z71. With best-in-class max cargo volume and standard best-in-class 17.7-inch diagonal touchscreen among three-row SUVs, it's the perfect companion on any trip. Make the most out of life's adventures in a Chevy Traverse. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on latest available competitive data, with rear seats folded flat, cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR officials announced an L2 penalty late yesterday for Denny Hamlin and his Joe Gibbs Racing team. It was found that Hamlin's 11 team violated the sport's engine requirements policy following the team's win at the Bristol Motor Speedway. Toyota Racing Development said in a statement that the engine was mistakenly torn down and rebuilt instead of being sent to NASCAR. Hamlin has been docked 75 championship points, 10 playoff points, and crew chief Chris Gabehart fined $100,000. And the race weekend in Daytona begins today with pole qualifying tonight at 5 p.m. for tomorrow night's Coke Zero Sugar 400, which can be heard here on MRN at 6:30 Eastern. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Your garden may have the answer for a gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Cut some fresh herbs and make flavored vinegar for your favorite foodie as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
We all get tired of the same salad dressings and sauces. Make your own herb-flavored vinegar to spice things up in the kitchen. It also makes a great gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Lisa Treiber is a food safety extension educator at Michigan State University. She recommends 3 to 4 fresh or dried sprigs of herbs to 1 pint of vinegar, either white or apple cider vinegar. The process starts by sterilizing the glass containers for 10 minutes in boiling water. Then you can add the ingredients.
You're going to put the desired amount of herbs into the sterilized glass, then fill it with vinegar. And again, 1 pint of vinegar per 3 to 4 sprigs of herbs. And the vinegar can be hot or cold. Then you're going to cap the jar and store in a cool, dark place for several weeks.
Depending on your tastes, infusing the flavor could take as little as 10 days or as long as 4 weeks. You can sample it from time to time to check its progress.
When the vinegar is ready, Triber says, you'll have to strain it.
You're not going to leave that fruit and that herb in the vinegar and then store it that way, because the herbs will start to break down and it'll get, for lack of a better word, gunky faster. You're going to filter it with a cheesecloth or coffee filters and then put in smaller containers, because a lot of times people use like a gallon pickle jar to make a big batch and then filter it and put them in smaller jars if they're making them for gifts.
Triber says the vinegar should be kept in cool storage and used within 3 months. If the jars are in the refrigerator, it can last up to 8 months. However, the vinegar may change color and there is the potential for fermentation. Learn more about making your own flavored vinegars at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
73 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, September milk down 23 to 21.75, October down 3 to 22.16, November down 6 to 21.27, December milk down 6 at 20.11. Cheese markets lower today, barrels down 12 and a quarter to 2.10, 40-pound blocks down 4 to 2.03 and 3 quarters, 2 trade a block on the day, cash butter down 2 to 3.13, 22 trades on the day, grade A non-fed dry milk up a quarter to 1.28 and a quarter, 1 trade on the day, dry whey steady at 56 and a half, and no trades on the day. Live cattle markets are mixed. Feeder cattle also moving mostly mixed. Now, there's a lot of positioning ahead of the cattle on feed report. It's expected to be bearish, and so that is helping to pressure some of the markets. But the announcement shared by Federal Reserve Chairman Powell that there could be a cut in interest rates is helping to provide some underlying support for live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are continuing to move mostly higher today, as traders are seeing enough fundamental support with higher cutout values and ample technical support, and that's helping to keep the markets moving higher. August live cattle down 12 cents to 182.42. October down 10 cents to 175.80. December steady at 175.52. August feeder cattle up 52 cents to 242.50. September up 30 cents to 238.50. October up 45 cents to 234.70. October hogs up 55 cents to 80.17. December up 50 cents to 70.77. February up 40 cents to 73.75. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets are slightly lower today as buying enthusiasm is still limited, but support levels are still holding. Weather looks to keep maturity moving forward, while soybean markets, they are moving mostly higher. Soybean oil helping to support the markets also. There's another 120,000 metric tons of beans being sold to unknown destinations. Wheat markets are mostly lower after the trade washed to fresh lows yesterday. Bullish news is in short supply. The Northern Hemisphere harvest continues, and the trade's watching the Canadian government as they try to intervene to halt the rail lockout. September corn down 2 to 369 and a half. December down 1.5 to 392. March down 1.25 to 410 and a quarter. New crop 25 down a quarter to 432 and a half. September beans up 7 and a quarter to 940. 48.5, November up 8.25 to 969.75, January up 8 to 987.5, new crop 25 up 7.75 to 1024.75. September soybean meal down 60 cents to 305.80, September soybean oil up 87 cents to 41.31. Chicago wheat, September down 5.25 to 505.75. December down 4 to 531.5. Minneapolis wheat, September down 13.5 to 554.75. December down 9.5 to 574.5. Energy markets today are moving mostly higher on that interest rate cut news. October crude oil up $1.80 to $74.81. November up $1.65 to $73.93. September gas up 4 cents to $2.27. October also up 4 cents to $2.11. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Big crops, good August weather, and marketing. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Last week's USDA reports showed record-setting yields for corn and soybeans. The issue now may be that a big crop, with corn nationwide at 183.1 bushels an acre, could get even bigger if the weather holds through the end of the growing season. University of Illinois agriculture economist Joe Jansen has some thoughts on how possible that might be.
I tend to view these forecasts as sort of like our best guess as of now. I mean, I think if we see amazing weather, this crop could get bigger, but that 225 number for Illinois, for example, is just so big. It's hard to imagine. You know, I think that's a pretty good estimate of where we think this thing is going to end up eventually. So I tend not to sort of view this as like a leading indicator so much as this is our best guess as of right now.
Still, for corn and particularly soybeans, the numbers are big. USDA increased both soybean planted acreage and yield. The combination pushed the ending stocks numbers, or what will be left over by the time the fall of 2025 arrives, well past half a billion bushels. Those numbers will make marketing the crop painful.
I think you've got to look very carefully at, you know, the bushels you've already got marketed. I think those hopefully have been marketed at, you know, higher values than we're seeing today. And then really thinking about when and what are the conditions that are going to get you to move this crop. I'm looking at, there's now, especially in the soybean market, a really sort of relatively healthy carry. I think about 32 cents per bushel between the November futures price and the March futures price. That's maybe an opportunity to think about kind of capturing some of that carry. If you're going to sit and store soybeans after harvest, that kind of offers you some indication of what the returns might be to doing that. And then recognizing that, you know, some of those values that we saw back in the spring are unlikely to come back given the size of the U.S. crop.
Jansen is a member of the Farmed Agricultural Economist at the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A disruption in rail service is in effect between Canada's Class 1 railways and the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference Union. As a result, the Canola Council of Canada says service is ground to a halt, impacting all segments in the value chain. With farmers already harvesting some grains in parts of Canada and the U.S., the work stoppage couldn't have come at a worse time for the grain sector. Grain elevators and oilseed processors are reducing capacity and curbing production, resulting in delays in executing customer contracts, and farmers are losing their ability to sell their commodities. In turn, that's affecting their ability to cash flow their operations. This will further damage the reputation of farmers in both countries as reliable suppliers and risks future exports and the loss of market share to competitors. Given the lack of progress, agriculture groups want Canada's government to send both groups to binding arbitration. The Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board's excited to promote a direct shipping route for soy from Wisconsin to Europe during visits September 2nd through the 6th to Rotterdam, Netherlands, and Antwerp, Belgium. The trip, hosted by a Specialty Soy and Grains Alliance, seeks to explore and promote the interconnectivity of commerce utilizing the St. Lawrence Seaway, a shipping lane that, with biodiesel availability, is set to become one of the greenest shipping lanes in the world for exports. We're excited for the opportunity to partner with the SSGA for the trade mission to Rotterdam, said Adam Kask, Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board Executive Director. Kask will be joined by Wisconsin farmers Sarah Stelter, Steve Wilkins, Nancy Cavazanjan, and Jake Steffens, along with leaders from Minnesota Soybean, Illinois Soybean, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, Ocean Carriers, European Feed Manufacturers Federation, the European Animal Feed Processing Industry, and regional economic development groups, among others. There will also be a USDA briefing on market development opportunities and a chance to learn more about the future of the St. Lawrence Seaway through meetings and tours. The National Canadian Cattle Association hosted the third 2024 meeting with its North American counterparts, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the CNOG, their Mexican counterparts. The groups met on the sideline of the Canadian Beef Industry Conference and discussed the challenges and opportunities facing beef producers across Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. Topics this year included trade policy, the upcoming U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement review in 2026, and international engagement on microbial resistance. NCBA is valuing the relationships with our Canadian and Mexican counterparts and our ability to come together as allies to tackle issues facing North American producers, said NCBA President Mark Isley. In addition to discussing international trade and animal health concerns, he says we're standing together to push back against lab-grown proteins. He also says the lab-grown protein companies are trying to capitalize on the incredible reputation of real beef. The next meeting will be held in San Antonio, Texas in 2025. USDA says milk production in the 24 largest producing dairy states fell slightly year over year in July. Output was down 0.2% from the same month a year earlier to 18.2 billion pounds. USDA says per cow production rose 2 pounds to 2,047 pounds, and the number of milk cows on dairy farms was reported at 8.88 million, down 31,000 head from July of 2023. The agency revised its June milk output levels to 17.9 billion pounds, down 1.5% year over year. In the 3 months ending on June 30th, the total milk herd totaled 9.33 million head, and production per cow fell to 6,151 pounds from 6,164 pounds in the same time frame last year. Now, total milk production reached 18.9 billion pounds in July. That's down 0.4% from July of 2023. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Expect warmer weather for the weekend in our ag weather forecast. Now, an isolated shower or storm is possible here for part of the day today, but otherwise it'll be partly sunny, and then that warming trend begins to kick in for the weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a very slight chance of a shower or storm, high 76 to 81. Relative humidities at 58 to 63%, south winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 59 to 64, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, south winds at around 5. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 81 to 86, relative humidities at 50 to 55%. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 85 to 90. Monday, mostly sunny, warmer still, highs 90 to 95. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. For Wednesday, partly sunny, cooler, highs 75 to 80. And for Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Stacked against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my number to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. I feel lucky today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight, hey, Lyle, boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky today. Woo!
bust my line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck eyes, cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby, fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Shimmy shaking right into them cutoffs, baby, oh yeah. You're getting off work, cashing out that paycheck. Gotta change that shirt and pick that girl up on her front step. Here she comes now, looking so fine. You've been waiting on this night for such a long, long time. She slides in and you roll down Main Street. You turn right when that red light turns green. Sun sets, now you're halfway to heaven. Picks a song, you turn it up to 11. You say, do you want her? And she says, hell yeah. So you hit the party, all your buddies are jealous. Someday you'll be looking back on your life at the memories. This is gonna be one of those nights. Everybody's laughing. Kind of party next week, you'll say I was there when it happened. Coming up on midnight, about time to get gone. And then the DJ starts to play her favorite song. You slow dance for 3 minutes or so. And then she whispers, baby, let's go. And then she slides in and she gives you the green light. You hold off till you turn on the headlights. And someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those nights.
Wilson, you'll never forget how her heartbeat feels. No, you never will. Someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those nights. Yeah, one of those nights.
Out on the interstate when I saw her making eyes at me. So I followed her down to Clubhouse Drive, past the pool and the 18th green. And in the parking lot I said, it's mighty hot, maybe I could buy you a beer. She said, I'm glad you asked, but I'll have to pass, 'cause only members are allowed in here. And I said, I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Hey, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool. And any honky tonk the roadside pub. I'm a member of the country. Lord, you look so inviting, thought it might be exciting for a woman with a limousine to go bouncing around in a beat-up truck with a man in wore-out jeans. It's 5 o'clock before Friday night, and here's where the fun begins. So don't worry about your reputation, 'cause you can tell all your I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Yeah, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool. At any honky tonk roadside pub. Well, I'm a member of the country.
Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Yeah.